to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Katherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is 2 Corinthians 12:9.
And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." And that's New King James Version. So the background of this particular verse, Paul is talking about his visions and all these wonderful things that he experiences, and he seems to not want to boast, but he kind of does. But he doesn't want to be a fool. So that's kind of a temptation for him. We all have our own weaknesses, and boasting about all the amazing things God did through him, I can imagine that would be really hard to like put a lid on.
Especially when you're excited about Jesus, it's hard to not boast.
Yeah. And I think he's also saying, I want to boast in God, but not boast in myself. I think Paul was kind of getting a little bit, you know, being like, whoa, there goes my ego. Like, hold
tall,
up.
What is the phrase? Too tall for your britches?
That's right. At least he was like realizing that, like the ego monster was coming out, like, oh, look at how great you must be, Paul, because God's doing all this for you. And he's like, wait a second. Wait. And I guess it was just enough of a struggle that thorn in the flesh that was given to him, a messenger of Satan to buffet him so he wouldn't be exalted above measure. And that was in verse 7. We could go on all day about what possibly that thorn was, but we don't really know.
No one really knows. And all the comments, there's all sorts of things thrown out there. But what we need to know is that basically God allowed Satan to give him some sort of thorn.
Some kind of ailment. Some kind of physical ailment that would keep him.
Yeah, physical, mental, like something to keep him grounded to the earth. And basically something to keep him humble.
Yes. Keep the ego in check.
Yes. And you know, we all kind of have those moments. Paul asked God to remove the thorn 3 times, and God basically responds with, "My grace is sufficient for you." And I'll share a little bit of my story, a personal experience. When the first time I was shown this verse, I injured my shoulder overseas. And I won't go into all of it. Like, it's actually it's a longer story than we have time for in a podcast. All you need to know is that it was very misdiagnosed at first, and it was thought to be just a pulled muscle, and it ended up not being a pulled muscle. I dislocated some bones, tore my bicep, and it all led to the dislocation of a couple discs in my neck. Anyway, in my story, I prayed for God to heal my shoulder. I was coming on 10 years in the Air Force, and I wanted to stay in the Air Force forever. I was a lifer. I had a dream to be a chief. That was, unfortunately, I believe the Air Force was really becoming my identity at the time, and I needed to be humbled by that. And I see that in retrospect. But at the time, I was praying with everything I had that God would heal my shoulder and take away the pain, because I was in excruciating pain.
It sounds horribly painful.
And no one really knew, especially because I was overseas and didn't really have the best medical care, and because they didn't know exactly the extent,
they underplayed it.
Yes,
because
they gave me some ibuprofen and told me to move on. So fast forward, I end up having to get medically retired from the Air Force, and then I went through a series of things, and I was like, all right, God, I understand. I was meant to retire from the Air Force. I didn't want to, but I know this is your path for me. Please take the pain away now. Can it be enough now?
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, it was shown like, no, my grace is sufficient. Like, I still have some of the pain. I've gone through several surgeries since then, and I still live with a level of pain every day. And it gets, sometimes it's worse and sometimes it's better. But ultimately, God needed me to have that to keep me humble. Like,
When did you see the verse, though? When did you get that kind of realization that, hey, kind of like what Paul is doing here?
One of the times that I was praying to God to heal it, it was almost like it felt like something snapped in me. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but it was something just snapped, and I knew right then God wasn't going to heal me. When I was doing my Bible devotional that day, and I was really upset, and that day happened to be the my grace is sufficient for you.
It's kind of a hard thing to hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. Like, you want God to answer you, but sometimes he answers with, hey, my grace is sufficient.
And I didn't know what that meant either, because, I mean, I was about to get married. I had a robo arm at the time.
I'm sure that was hot.
Just like, yeah. Oh, yeah. My poor husband, he still fell in love with me. And he had to put up with so many pains because you have this woman that you're in love with and she's limited in everything that she used to do. She no longer, you know, from how I used to drive stick shift, I had to trade in my car and get an automatic. I was one of those people that in the grocery bags, when you bring it in from your car, I would bring in like 20 bags at a time.
They have memes for that. They have memes for that. Yes, that
just
was you.
Just so I don't have to walk back to the car. That was me. But like now I can only really carry grocery bags with my left hand. I have to carry my purse with my left shoulder.
So tell me this. You didn't get the answer you wanted, which was the total healing, because sometimes we just are not given the answer to our prayers that we specifically want.
Yeah.
And God comes in and says, hey, my grace is sufficient. Where do you switch over from being disappointed to actually appreciating, kind of like Paul does at the end of this verse where he says, therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Where did that second part of that verse come in for you with this injury?
Well, some of it was I realized I ended up starting to be grateful. So once I got that answer, I was upset.
Yeah.
My joy didn't come right away, or my gratefulness. I can't say that I still have joy in the pain, but I started to be grateful in that I saw, okay, the Air Force was retiring me. Well, I was then a young retired Air Force person that got to stay home with my new stepdaughter. And I got to be in her life. I took her to school every day. I picked her up from school every day. And so I found the reason. That first summer, actually, I ended up taking care of two of my nieces and my stepdaughter. The three of them and I were together at the beach doing all sorts of things all summer long. And yes, we were limited a little bit by what I could physically do, but for the most part, they had a blast. I was able to give them a summer that they would never have had
otherwise.
In a daycare.
Yeah.
And so that I saw, I'm like, all right, God, I get it. Like, I get it. I thought that this job being a stay-at-home mom was definitely harder than being in the Air Force. But at the same time, I understood what the purpose was, I guess. And so that's where I found my joy.
So how do you feel like the power of Christ is resting on you with your injury? So you still have this pain and you still are dealing with this to this day. So how do you feel like the power of Christ is resting on you even now with this thorn that's in your flesh that you haven't been able to get rid of?
My husband and I were just talking about this the other night. We would never have been able to adopt my four younger kids if I had to go back to work. I mean, unfortunately, I can't work in a lot of things because it hurt. Yeah. My neck still isn't 100%. Certain things with my arm are limited. If I lift too much in one day, my arm and my neck start seizing up and it's very painful. But because of all that, I'm able to stay home with four kids, and we were able to keep my four kids together as a sibling. They were full biological siblings to each other, and if I had been working, that would not have been a reality. Right. If I had to check my kids into daycare, two of them have autism. Regular daycares don't take them.
Oh, no. You know? Yeah, I know.
So it ended up being a blessing that though my retirement is not a lot, it's something. It's enough for me to stay at home and help them do everything they need to do and get to their doctor
and be their advocate, be the voice for these kids that can't speak for themselves. I mean, that can be a whole other thing we talk about sometimes because we are both moms to special needs kids. So
yes,
that's a whole different job title. But so that's awesome that you can still, even now when you have that pain, you can know that pain
has
something
purpose.
Beautiful came out of it anyway. Because I guarantee, I don't think we ever really heard much from Paul about that thorn in his side after that. I think he was like, and that's all I'm going to talk about it. you know, in writing. But I wonder how he was able to look back and see, you know, okay, God. I think he seemed to understand it even within it. But it's hard when you're in the midst of your pain and in the midst of your heartbreak and the way things aren't going the way you want them to go. But to know that even within the weakness we have physically, and I've got my own physical weaknesses too. And there have been times I can't get out of my vehicle easily because of my back pain. And I've just had to pray, be like, God, you've got to help me. Walk into this library, come back out, like help me function. And I know that his power, you know, will rest on me when I'm in those situations. It, unfortunately, we live in a flawed world where bad things happen, but we have the hope and the grace of a God who goes, I'm sufficient for you. I'm what you need. Come to me. I will give you rest. I will give you the grace to get through it. And yeah. Not just the grace, but I'm going to give you more than you can imagine.
Yeah. Exactly. So. It's amazing. I mean, I know lots of you out there that are suffering to this day, and we just need to make sure that we rest in that confidence that God's grace is sufficient for you and his strength is made perfect in our weakness.
So whatever is making you feel weak right now, whatever that is, and I know we all have things that make us feel weak, even if it's not a consistent physical injury, it can be something emotional, it can be something like whatever your weakness is, we're focusing on our confidence being in the God of the universe who likes to rest in weakness. He likes to show up in the weak moments so that you can see him so well. We are so glad you joined us today.
Hit subscribe and like us on iTunes, Spotify, and all the places. And if you want to keep up with us, catch us on our pursuingtruenorth.com website.
Hope you have a great week.